Well, hello. I'm Gemma Kaneko, here with Ben Cosman, introducing to you our very new podcast, Cannonballs. That's canon with only two N's, because it's about the literary canon.
Yes. It's a pun.
It is a pun. It is a pun, because Ben and I will be diving into some of the classics of the literary canon. But instead of diving, we are really more like jumping into it very inelegantly, like a cannonball.
Cannonballing into the canon.
And we are doing it because we feel like we have some blind spots in our knowledge of the literary canon. Maybe you do too, but we also have a great desire to make fun of a lot of classic novels.
Yeah, we're letting the air out of these classics a little bit. You know, I feel like they weren't properly roasted in their time, but so we're giving them the light roasting that they deserve now.
The gentle roast, toasting, yeah. Like toasting a perfect s'mores marshmallow.
Yes.
Unless we really like them. But even so, how can you like something if you're not going to make fun of it a little?
Right. They're classics for a reason. We can make fun of that. We can make fun of them out of endearment.
That's what Cannonballs Pod is. We're happy to have you on board. Just so you know, as you listen to the episodes that follow this one, a little bit about us. We will tell you what our favorite canon novels are, and maybe one of our favorite contemporary novels as well.
Yes.
Ben, do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I had a little bit of difficulty choosing a favorite canonical work, because, I mean, the point of this podcast, the original idea generated because I realized I haven't read a lot of classics, and I sort of either pretend to have read a lot of classics or just don't care about reading a lot of classics. But now I do care, and I want to read a lot of classics because I want to have a ready favorite of a classic. But I will say, you know, I was debating, does something like Slaughterhouse-Five count? Is, you know, it's certainly a contemporary classic. Is it a canonical work yet? I don't know. We'll leave that in the maybe pile. But I'll have to say I'm going to go for the obvious answer and say Hamlet by our buddy
canonical.
Billy Shakespeare.
He was referred to by his friends.
Right, yeah. It's, you know, it's the play, the work of Western literature. I particularly like it because for a play that ends in mass death, it is very funny to me. I really like it. Hamlet's got some good jokes. He's got some zingers in it. And I think it's great.
It's true. Lots of zingers. And it is a great piece of Western literature.
Yeah.
Not a bad choice.
What's your favorite,
ahead,
Gemma?
I'm going to say that my favorite classic novel is Edith Wharton's Age of Innocence.
Ah.
Which
I've not read.
A beautiful piece of fiction. Yes, maybe we will read it on this podcast. But it is really wonderful. It is part of the reason, I believe, that I got into college. But that is a story for
wow.
another time.
That is a story I want to hear. That is a story I have not heard.
Yes. In terms of contemporary fiction, I make a lot of choices because I read a lot of books, and it's hard for me to nail down one. But I am going to say one of my favorite books that I've read over the past year, which is a French novel called Osh, 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 or H-H-H-H. H in English, which I just did that to be annoying, by Laurent Binet, and it is really, really great. Like, something when we read our canonical novels is there's not a lot of experiments with form. I mean, sometimes there are. Sometimes we read letters. Sometimes the author, like in Don Quixote, will come and comment on his own writing as part of the book. But metafiction became kind of a thing much later in the 20th century, and this book, H-H-H-H-H, has a really strong narrative and a beautiful, empathetic, historical journey that we take that asks us what history can mean to us other than dates and names on a paper. That is emotional, and it is personal, but it is also a little bit of metafiction, and it's rare to find those two things in one book. So that's what I'm picking.
Wow.
Do you have a contemporary favorite?
My two favorite contemporary novels, I'm going to say two by the same author, actually. What?
You're a cheater. You picked two. That's so lame.
Yes. Well, two by the same author, though, so I feel like it counts. And I'm going to say All My Puny Sorrows and A Complicated Kindness, both by Miriam Taves. She is a Canadian author, former Mennonite, I believe. I don't know if she's officially renounced. She grew up as a Mennonite, but based on her books, I'm going to say she does not think kindly now of the Mennonites. But All My Puny Sorrows came out in 2014, I believe. Great story about two sisters, one of whom wants to commit suicide. The other obviously wants her sister to stay alive and just the tension between them. It is a very bleak book, but also the funniest book I have ever read. Miriam Taves has this real talent for writing the voice that is inside your head. Just the sort of day-to-day narration that at least I give to my own life. I'm assuming other people narrate their own lives or at least have that thinking voice inside their head. And Miriam Taves unlike any author I've ever read, just really nails the absurdity of daily life and what the thoughts you think as you go about your day and try to be a human in the world.
I loved All My Puny Sorrows, yes. A book you recommended to me, and that is one of my favorites as well, but I did not want to say it because I wanted you to be able to.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do recommend, this is the one book I recommend to people, and I particularly fond of it because I literally pulled it randomly from the shelf in the Mid-Manhattan branch of the New York Public Library. I was looking for a book. I had never heard of Miriam Tate before. I never heard of the book before. I said, this, Puny Sorrows, that sounds kind of funny, and I just pulled it randomly from the shelf, and it, I was floored by it. I literally fell in love. It was wonderful.
Thank goodness you did, because I also buy copies of this book for everyone I know. I truly do. If you, since you probably do know me and you are listening to this, I probably bought it for you.
Yeah, it's, I'm just trying to spread the gospel of Amps. It's great. As a character in the book writes Amps around her town in big red graffiti letters. That is, I have not gone that far yet, but maybe I will. Maybe I should.
Yeah, maybe you should. Well, now you know a little bit about us. You know what we like. You know what we care about. Every time we record an episode, we will record an episode about a different book. Maybe one episode. Maybe some books will have a couple of episodes. We'll see. But we will have a guest, and that guest will bring us some sort of perspective on that book, and you will get to know a little bit about them, too. But we would also like to learn about you. If you feel like tweeting your own favorite classics or your favorite contemporaries at us, you can do that at CannonballsPod. That's C-A-N-O-N, balls with a Z. Because that's how we roll, pod on Twitter. And we'll all just talk about books. I think it's going to be a great time.
I hope so.
So we'll see you for the next episode, which was when we will tackle Little Women.
Or Tiny Gales, as I like to call them.
That's awful.